Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
News Talk 1110 WBT, Bo Thompson and Beth Troutman here. I said that we would open up the phones if need be today, if that's what the listeners told us they want, 704-570-1110, and we have a caller on the line right here. As I understand it, this is a teacher who has about 7 minutes before she has to go teach. Jennifer, can you hear me? You are on WBT. Welcome.
I'm in the car on the way. Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
What would you like to see?
I'm so rattled by this, and I'm really having a hard time knowing what am I going to say to my children today. And as I told the call screener, I really am frustrated with people that report for you continuing to blame the schools as if it's their fault that people are bringing guns. If children bring guns, if students bring guns, it's not our fault.
Well, wait a minute.
Hang on. Insult to the teachers.
Well, hang on 1 second. People that report for us, I don't think any of us here have said that. I'm not blaming anybody. We're just trying to figure out, we're all trying to figure out as a society how to stop the cycle, because unfortunately we know this cycle, and I know you do better than anybody. Can I ask you a question? I mean, how old are the kids that you teach?
Elementary.
Okay, so this story hits home for you like no one else out here. I mean, I can't imagine what you're going to say to your students today. Has there been communication from the school about, guidance as to what you should do? I mean, what are you going into today after what happened yesterday?
I'm sure that we will have guidance on that. I haven't checked my emails this morning because I've been occupied with other things. But it's just a frightening thing. It's a frustrating thing. It's a thing that makes you angry. It is a societal problem, and society has to fix this. You can't blame teachers. You can't blame the schools continually and expect it to get better until society takes responsibility for it. And that's every person in the community. We have to be so many things to these children besides just educators, and therein lies part of my frustration, too. But we all have to do something. We all have to be responsible for these children. We have to love them. We have to show them kindness and respect, and we have to show them how to do that for other people. We're having to teach that in the schools. If all we did was teach, if all we had to do was teach, if that was our only responsibility, test scores would be out the roof.
So you're feeling, like we all are, you're feeling overwhelmed. You're feeling like you don't know how to talk with your children. I would imagine they're seeing the news as they're getting up because they're watching the news along with their parents, and then they're coming to you, and you feel like you have to be a counselor and a teacher and a parent in a way to these kids, because you're going to have this conversation that I can't even imagine if they are coming into the classroom fearful.
Exactly. And therein lies my frustration and my fear. And my heart breaks for these parents and these families who've experienced this. And I hope nobody else ever has to experience that. But at the same time, we're looking over our shoulder all the time. We've had training on what to do. We shouldn't even have to have that kind of training.
How long have you been a teacher?
Over 20 years.
Over 20 years. So this has been a newer thing for you to start having to do the training and things like that, because 20 years ago, it wasn't as prevalent, right? We had just had Columbine. It was a new thing, whereas now it seems like it's a conversation we seem to be having over and over and over again.
Exactly. And as I said, everyone has to take responsibility for raising our children.
Well, Jennifer,
leave it to other people.
Jennifer, I'm still just hanging on what you said when you came on. I hope that you don't have this sense that people, I mean, I can't speak for everybody, but if anything, in this whole, and yesterday's the latest chapter of this, but when I hear about what happened yesterday, I think to myself, my God, thank God for teachers that are willing to put themselves on the line for this. I can't imagine what it must be like to be an elementary school teacher hearing about what happened yesterday. And yet, so first of all, just understand the underlying thank you message that I want you to know as you're driving in today. I have it. I know Beth has it. So many people listening, thank you for what you do. So I hope you understand that.
I do, and I appreciate that. Certainly do, sincerely.
So now I'm just my mind is racing here. You told our screener you had 7 minutes before you go and start your day, and you told me that you haven't had necessarily direct connection with anybody at the school. So when you're walking into that classroom in just a few minutes, given what happened yesterday, no doubt you're going to have students that are going to be walking in with questions for you. You know, what is your plan for today? How do you think today is going to go?
I'm going to be doing a lot of praying. They say there's not prayer in school, but there's prayer in school. You just might not hear it out loud. I will measure my words very carefully because I don't want my children to be afraid, and I want them to know that they are protected and that we are doing everything within our power to keep them safe.
Well, I think
that's the best right now that I can do.
I want
to reassure them. They've got huge testing coming up within the next, some of them today, some of them tomorrow or Friday or next week, and I want them to stay focused on their job, and I want them to stay focused on what they have to do, but at the same time, I know that if they don't feel safe, that's going to be nearly impossible.
Does yesterday make you not want to teach, or does yesterday make you, does it make you double down and say, I've got to be there for these kids? I mean, where does that emotion lie within your head right now?
I can't leave them. I mean, I have so many students who have so many struggles outside of learning, and we've tried to work through those struggles this year. But no, it doesn't make me want to leave. If anything, it makes me want to do more to the extent that I can.
Well, can I just say that these students, your students, are very, very lucky to have you, and our school system is lucky to have you, that this kind of situation makes you think of others first and makes you think of wanting to help the young people who are part of your life. And the fact that your first instinct is, I can't leave them, that is really beautiful and speaks so much to your character.
Thank you. They need that. That's the thing that I keep thinking. If I'm not here, who's going to come in and do this?
Right. Who
because
will do
the way
it?
Our legislature has set things up, people aren't going into teaching. People are leaving for various reasons. And I'm in a position that I don't have to worry so much about other things. I can continue to do what I do as long as I'm able to physically and emotionally. But I just feel like we need, as a society, we need to all take responsibility. Whether you have children or not, whether your children are grown, whether you never had children, we're still part of a society, and we need to be working together to help each other. Criticizing people does nothing but bring things down, and you know we have to work together to find positive ways to resolve this.
100%. Thank you so much. I know that you're about to head into school today, and good luck as you walk into those doors. And thank you for taking the time to call us and tell us about your experience as a teacher and your thoughts about what we can do. And the beautiful thing about what you're saying is that we can work together in a positive way to come up with solutions, and that requires active listening and active loving each other and active positivity, right?
Yes, and thank you for listening, and thank you for giving me the time and the voice, because quite frankly, often we don't feel like people outside the school are listening.
We're listening. We are definitely listening.
Thank you, Jennifer, and good luck today.
Take care.
We'll be thinking about you, no doubt. And we have some other people that want to talk about this as well. If you are so inclined, like Jennifer, an elementary school teacher on her way to class. Can you imagine being in that situation after what happened yesterday?
No, my heart goes out to her, and just her just saying, I've got to figure out what to say to these young people that I love and who depend on me. That's what she's saying, and I can't imagine.
We can all, adults, debate, and you know, politics come into it. I get it. We understand the lay of the land, but an elementary school teacher today,
right now,
what it must be like. And we just talked to one, and perhaps maybe others will want to call.